This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
It's morning. I've just woken up in my bed in Jamaica Inn. Memories of what I saw on Christmas Eve haunt me like a nightmare. My uncle forced me to travel with him and his drunken men on Christmas Eve. I was so tired on that journey that while they were singing drunken songs, I fell asleep. When I woke up, they had gone. The carriage doors were locked, but I escaped through the window. They had brought me to the coast. It was a cold, misty night, but from where I was standing on the cliff top, I could see my uncle and his gang below on the shore, silent and still. They were watching the tide coming in, like a beast waiting to pounce. The mist began to clear, and a light appeared on a nearby cliff. At last! The officers the vicar had spoken about were coming. But my hope disappeared quickly. Another light appeared out at sea. This one was moving up and down. I realised then with horror what was happening. The light on the cliff was a trap. A huge black shape appeared out of the darkness, like a moth. To a candle, the ship was heading for the rocks. I remember now how I ran to the shore, how I screamed and shouted. But my uncle caught me and tied my hands so I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything except watch the disaster happen. The men splashed about in the water, grabbing treasures that had fallen from the ship. Bodies were floating on the water. The men fell on them and took everything of value, even rings on their fingers. Hours passed. Light was appearing in the sky. My uncle saw it too.
Whoa! Stop, everyone! Look!
He pointed to the sky.
Leave
it! There's no time. It's getting light. Get out of here, before it's too late.
But no one was listening. They were greedily grabbing what they could. My uncle had fired his pistol in the air. The men looked up and saw the sky. Fear struck them, and they ran up on the beach carrying what they could. They knew they had stayed too long. Morning was their enemy. I was too weak to move, but my uncle picked me up and carried me. In the panic, the carriage overturned. That meant there was only one small cart for everyone's escape.
Stand back! I say stand back! Harry, make sure no one moves. Shoot if necessary. I said!
There was blood everywhere. Two men lay still. I fainted.
Mary, are you awake?
How long have I been lying here?
2 days.
Why didn't you wake me?
Mary,
I've got to get up.
Where are you going? Your uncle's downstairs.
He doesn't frighten me. I must go and find them.
He's never been like this before. He's locked all the doors. He's afraid of someone. I don't know who. Don't go down. Mary's got a gun.
All the doors and windows are bolted. My uncle is sitting in the kitchen.
I heard noises outside. Did you hear anything? He'll come. He warned me, but I didn't listen. We didn't plan it this time.
What do you mean? Who warned you? The officers?
Them? They can't touch me. They need proof. And all they have is a broken ship and two bodies. I wasn't there, was I? I was at home with my wife and niece, cosy by the fire. No, it's him. He'll murder us all.
I don't understand. My uncle planned the wrecks, didn't he? Or did he? Was there someone else who gave the orders? Who is he so afraid of?
Why don't we get away quickly now?
You idiot! There are people everywhere who know what I've done. They'd like to see me hang. We'll stay till nighttime when it's dark. We'll leave then.
I go along with my uncle's plan, but in my mind, I'm making other plans. I'll escape somehow and find the vicar. He's my only hope. Meet me in the next episode when things get even worse and I make a shocking discovery that will completely change my life at Jamaica Inn.